Amazing. Okay. We just left off yesterday. We're mamash in the middle of a thought. So we were talking about the subya on daf. Vavam beis of leiv beis din mas del leihen. We pointed out that we asked the question, what's the status, what's the case of leiv beis mas del leihen? There are a few cases throughout Shas of leiv beis din mas del leihen. One of them is mentioned in the sort of last line of daf vavam beis and the first line of daf zayin of an aleph, which is tmidim shluchut zuchel tzibur, right? Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold leiv beis mas del leihen, so he holds an ola as an ola, and you can't change it. So if you don't need it as a tamid, just bring it as an ola stam, right? It doesn't say that here. Here it just says you're not holding it, but in the Gemara in Shmos, it asks what you do with it and concludes that you just bring it as a stam ola, meaning a nidva sibur, which is called keitz hamizbeach. But the Chacham say it's niftin tamimin, right? Meaning it has no kedushta guf, it's not an ola, and you can be poded. So what's the status in between? In between when you're makdish it and when you actually see what happens, and especially we'll read now according to most Rishonim, sakin moshachta lamashahein, because leiv beisin masna leihem. The leiv beisin is masneh, that, and only when you shecht it does it become what it is. Until you shecht it, it retains certain flexibility. So he asked a very simple question: is that flexibility mikana lahava, or is that flexibility limafreya? And we had two ways of reading case of leiv beisin masna leihem. Leiv beisin masneh. Let's take the example of tamidim shelo hutzrichu letzibur. And we pointed out, this is the Chazon Ish, points out this Chakira in the, he only says one side of the Chakira, I think I put two Chazon Ishes in the brackets, in Simon Chav Zayin, but in Simon Chav Ches he says both sides, and then adds a third side that he thinks is correct, for reasons that the Kilos Yaakov in the 8th Simon in Shavuos says he's not convinced by. But we'll stick with the two possibilities. One possibility is Limafreya. And what we mean here is that, by limafreya, we mean that limafreya, im hutzrichu, then it was always an ola. And im lo hutzrichu, igloi milsa, shelo hukdash, kedusha saguf, and that's why it's niftin, Tamimin, right? The other possibility is mikan ulahaba, is to say that, and what's the tanai? The tanai is tanai, like we're used to thinking, we see a lot of tanaim, sort of like we had recently in the Negudim Ruvain, in last week's parsha. That if this, then that, and if the other thing, then the other thing. The other possibility is mikan ulahaba, which is that bivadai. Eino kadosh b'kedusha specific. Is there a better word for specific that's not English?
Misuyemet?
Okay. Misuyemet. That's not that one. B'kedusha misuyemet ad shas shchita. Then why aren't you bringing chulin la'azara before the shechita? If you say l'mafreya, you understand. If you end up shechting it, then it was always kadosh. If you end up not shechting it, then you never brought it to the azara. Why isn't it chulin la'azara? Because it's not chulin until shas shechita. It is, right? It is. What is it then? What kind of kedusha is it that's not any kedusha? So here we answer that a yochid couldn't do a kind of kedusha that's not any kedusha. Because I don't have access to makdish something, a kind of kedusha that's not any kedusha. Maybe as a model, there is a few open-ended kedushas, like I could donate money, say this money's for my naziros. And that's an open-ended kedusha that it could be a chatas, it could be a ola, it could be a shlamin, because I need all those korbanos for naziros. But I don't have an open-ended, that it could be anything in the world that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. However, as we pointed out, the tzibur does. And that's called kedusha shkalim. Or as the Chazon Ish says, kedusha's trumas halishka. right? And the Torah invented a special kind of open-ended kedusha, so only for the tzibur, which is called shkalim. What happens to shkalim? Once I'm makdish my shekel, it's kadosh. It has me'ila, it's hektish gomer. What is it hektish for? The answer is open-ended. You know, purpose to be named later. And therefore, you would just say that ad shashkita kadosh bikdushas shkalim haklalit. Right? Again, I'm not getting into whether there's a kedusha of shkalim or the specific kedusha of trumas halishka, what you scoop out as opposed to the shuri trumas halishka, what's left. But either way, you know, we're not learning shkalim now, so we don't have to figure out whether it has the exact same kedusha before you scoop some out of the office of the chamber and after you scoop some out of the chamber. Either way, it's this general kedusha called kedusha shkalim.
You called it a generic.
Yes, generic. I called it a stem cell kedusha, I recall. Right? And then what does it mean, sakin moshafta l'mashahem? Right? What do we mean when we say sakin moshafta l'mashahem? Again, I'm assuming against Rashi here, like everyone else in the world, that sakin moshafta l'mashahem is the same as lehi beis l'masta lehem, as we'll clarify in a second, is the sheet of everyone but Rashi. What we mean by here is that the sakin is megale l'mafreya. Le ma hook the shoe, right? One way is how's the sakin moshe it? It pulls it to what it is. Because the sakin is igloy milsim afreya. Once you sheft it, that's igloy milsim afreya, that's what it was hooked us for. That is one way. The other way you're saying is that no, is that the sakin is mekadsho bikdusha misuyemes. Right? So either way, the sakin does something. Again, when I say the sakin does something, I don't necessarily mean the knife has the power to do something. What I mean is at the time of shkita, the das bezdin does something. The question is, what does it do? Either it clarifies retroactively, the sakin is moshech retroactively and shows you what it's been for the last week, or no, the sakin, the kanu haba, pulls it to what it is, because it was something which was open to being pulled in different directions.
Is pulling the mikdash, does that mean that it has to be Kedusha Saguf? If it's not Kedusha Saguf, some other place you can still bring it in. It's not considered Kedusha.
Aha. So the poskim write that you can bring something into the Mikdash if it's not Kedusha Saguf, as long as it's Kedusha Saguf.
Yeah. But isn't there, I mean, there's another level that we learn, so that what you, if, as long as it's for the need of the Mikdash, you can bring it in.
Aha, that is an interesting point. Okay, in which case, maybe that you're saying my concern wasn't such a concern necessarily. Okay, I hear the taina. Okay, granted. Now, who holds these things? So in general, I put on the Makoros, the Ritva, right? How about the problem of Kushya, Mimanda Amar Ein Breira? And it's not just Amanda Amar. We paskin Ein Breira, Me'ikr Din and Doraisas. So here, if you hold the Freya, this was difficult, right? And this is the Ritva, right? Hiksha. The Tiretz Chiddush. And this is the Chiddush most Rishonim don't hold from, even though I think they should, but there's a reason they don't. Okay, I will vart how I can get out of that reason, but not for now. Alpi Chiddush Behokos Breira. What did the Ritva asked? He says, how can you have a Breira? We possibly have no retroactive clarification. Now, this is a good question, according to many Mefarshim. We possibly have no retroactive clarification. Right. Don't bring me tzayin to the gun and the roofing. That's not retroactive clarification. That's a deal. You have to do your part of the deal. If I do my part of the deal, that's the chiddush of the gun and the roofing. That if we make a deal and I only do my part, if you do your part, that's valid, because that's a chiddush in Parshas Matos. But just stam saying, I'm not ready to decide yet, I'll decide retroactively. That's not allowed, according to most Rishonim. So the Ritva says, no, really, you are allowed to decide retroactively. That's not what Ein Breira means.
Right.
Ein Breira means you're allowed to decide retroactively whether this cheft is kadosh or not. The only thing you're not allowed to decide retroactively is which of two chefts you want to make kadosh. Right. Like in the case where you make the truma retroactive, you haven't decided which tomato yet. That's Ein Breira. But if I know which tomato, I say, this tomato is truma if the Red Sox win the World Series. And that's not a problem with Breira, because it's already mevurer that it's on this tomato. Okay, this is a big chiddush. The Ritva, obviously the reason he comes to this is not just to answer our sugya, is to answer last week's parsha. how can you have a tznayiv and a gadim they ruven if ain't breira? And his answer is pashut. If you know what you're giving, evar yardim, you just haven't decided if you're going to go through with it or not, that's not a problem of breira. It's mavur. Evar yardim is mavur. You just haven't decided yet. The only problem with breira is if you don't know which country you're giving, you don't know which tomato you're making truma, you don't know which direction you're making an erev. If you don't even know which direction, which chafetz it is, that's a problem of ein breira.
Two separate tznayiv, both directions or both?
That's a great question. How do you know whether it is? So the I mean, you could formulate it that way, but the litmus test of telling what it really is or not is that if you have eight chafetz and you could do 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 of them, then the status of each is orthogonal to the others, and that's not breira. But if you can only pick one of them, and you haven't chosen which yet, like by Erev, you can only go one direction, by Truma, you can only make one part Truma, then that's a problem of Reira, according to the Ritva.
Can't you also put it in that, in Reira, it's a matter of whether it's up to you or an external event, and here it's up to you, because you're being Makadish.
Okay, the short answer is, the Gemara asked that question on Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin, Ayin Shom. But says the Chazon Ish, this is not difficult at all. Obviously, there's no breira to count l'haba. You're not saying any retroactive clarification. You're just saying, I'm not ready to commit myself. I'm leaving it a shkolim, meanwhile. Okay, this is now a sheep with kedusha shkolim. Okay, there's now, that's no problem. I'm always allowed to not make a halos. Who holds these shitas? So I pointed out on the Makorah sheet here, the Ritva was very clearly on the Lafreya side. The Rimi Gash, which I put in brackets, also just has a line. I didn't print it out, but he has a line there in Shavuos where he says the Gloy Lamafreya. If anyone, did someone print out the Rimi Gash that I had in brackets? I don't know. Did Morty?
I think so.
Okay, there was a line there. I should have brought it in. Do you have Morty's print out of the Rimi Gash? Right. Oh, it's a long Rimi Gash. There's just one line in the middle here. But, this is too long. This is more close to see where possible now. He says here someplace, says, if you don't need Vitzmiden, that's very clear. That's abundantly clear that it's Lemafreya. As opposed to this, they point out there's a Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachos, which is really has nothing to do with anything. He mamish throws it in for no reason. But on the other hand, if someone throws something in for no reason, then you really know that they're serious about that shita, because they just take it as a double pashut. The Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachos, Dafim, Chesem, and Aleph, when it's discussing Kimsei Atzeres, that Yishech Shelo Lashman, he throws in, Shekod Mashchita Lo Kachu Kvasim. Before the Shechita, they weren't Kadosh. Right? V'yachol Shosu Zevach Acher, you could switch what carbon they are. What do you mean carbon as Shechita? Lo Kachu sounds like carbon, Kodem Shechita, Lo Kachu Kvasim. So we're going to Gershom over Hagola. Really, I mean, unless you want to twist his words a lot, the simple shot of his words, Kodem Shechita, Lo Kachu. Where do you get Kodem Shechita, Lo Kachu? Sakim Oshkata Lo Moshe. They're not Kadosh. He admits they're Kedusha Shkolim. He doesn't think that you can just take them home and do whatever you want. But Lo Kinshu as a carbon, yes.
But he says, V'yachol Shalot Zevach Acher, implying that it was a Zevach before.
So I think what he means is that, you had in mind to bring it as one Zevach, not that it had the Kedusha of one Zevach. Okay, but I hear if you want to quibble with me, I will allow you. And the Chazon Ish and Simon Chav Zayin takes this very seriously. He takes this as a Dabur Pashut. Then he has another kasha on Simon Chav Ches, but I'm not so convinced by that kasha. So I like what he said at first. He says, it's Machan Lab, it's just being Kedusha Shkolim. Meanwhile, and we pointed out, that affected how to read our Gemara. Right, the main Nafkamina is our Gemara. What's our Gemara? Is the Shnei Seire Atzeres. Clearly, there's some lathe based in Masneh. What's the lathe based in Masneh here? What's the Tanai in the lathe based in Masneh? So Rashi says that, says Rashi, versus the Shitas Kadmonin. Says the Shitas Kadmonin, Shnehem lo hukdeshu ad shchashchita, and then he basically sounds, Kemo. Call Karbanos Tzibur, Right? He doesn't even make there's not even, they don't make a special tie specifically to address the problem of Si'irei Atzeres. No, the regular rule of Korban Seber is that they're not Kadosh Kol Shashchita, and then there's no problem. What's the second one, Mechaper? Oh, for all the Veiros, between the Shechita the first and the Shechita the second. Well, Rashi says, no, that this seems to be a special tie. The special tonight is that the Hanikra Rishon Kadosh Mishas Afrasha, but Hanikra Sheni Eino Kadosh Ad Shashchita. And I would add in Rashi, how do you know which is going to be brought first, which is going to be brought second? Doesn't matter. I'm afraid whichever was brought first was Kadosh the whole time. Whichever was brought second was only Kadosh, Mishashchita, and he doesn't think there's a general rule. Obviously, Rashi doesn't think there's a general rule that all carbon of Sibar are not Kadosh Shel Shchita, because then he would have said they're both not Kadosh Shel Shchita. Rather, it's a specific Tanai, not Lafreya, which everyone needs to be not Kadosh will be not Kadosh, which everyone needs to be Kadosh will be Kadosh.
So this is like a different approach to the condition of Tanai that exists. Right. With respect to the Beis Din thing?
Yes. 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 Now, it's possible that there might be both types of late Beis Din Masdin might come into play here. How so? So, the Ramban is an interesting question. Okay, this is based on the Shaklavatari and Shavuos Daf Yalef on Beis. The Gemara basically says in one line, Beis Din didn't make a Tanai on things that aren't Shchiyach, that aren't common, such as an animal getting lost. Meaning, animals getting lost might be common, but Karbanos getting lost less so. And then the Gemara asks, why, if you lose the Sa'ir of one Regel, and then you find it, and you want to bring in the other Regel, why don't we say you could bring it to the Tanai Beis Din Masdeh? So they seem to apply Tanai Beis Din Masdeh even to something uncommon like losing a carbon. So there are many answers in the Mefarshim, but the Ramban, I think he brings two answers, but the answer he brings here is the Ika Lamei Marnami to Lo Masdeh Beis Din Masdeh Shchichah Lefdosan Tmimin Otzon Lechulin Vol Sheyikervu Masdin. You don't make a Tanai Beis Din in an uncommon case that you can sort of redeem something, you know, when it's Tamim and take it out of Kedusha. However, you do make a late Beis Din Masdin in an uncommon case that you could bring it on a different occasion. Like you bring Pesach's Sa'ir on Shavuos, or Shavuos' Sa'ir on Sukkos. Okay, now the Ramban here might just be a matter of propriety. Right, what's he saying? In an uncommon case, they're not going to like do something that looks weird, like tell you you can redeem an animal and make it chulin. That's too weird to have to do for an uncommon case. But to tell you you can makrif it on a different occasion, that doesn't look weird, so they do it even in an uncommon case. He's not necessarily saying there's a fundamental difference. However, the Chassam Sofer, which is the last mucker that I xeroxed here, says, Nir lefinis daiti lechalik ben tzai de le'el hayum yobad lo yekodosh klal, dal korchi efshar below kitcha meikorim shum chulim ba'azara, dal korcha yakti shen ekdush shaguf, rak shabez din masnim im yobad lo yekodosh lafreya, Shaper Mishani Amidi Lo Shlicha Lo Masdi. Well, Hacha Irishin Shtai B'Kedusha. So Rakshlo Yedavka L'Regel Zeh. Or Rosh Kodesh Zeh. Kiim Sakin Moshechaz L'Mashen. Or Shas Kedusha. Lo Yomar Leim Dover. Lo Shayech Avudim Shani V'Dok. Here he seems to say two different things. He says that if you want something to be not Kadosh, you want to be able to be Poda something when it's Tamin not Kadosh, that has to work with Mafreya. That's his Lashon. I'll read that line again. He says, yovad lo yekodesh lemafreya. That we don't do in an uncommon case of olhacha, but if it stays kadosh, just you don't say exactly what occasion it's kadosh for. You leave it open ended. Then that you do even if it is not common. Let me just put it on the board because I realize it's a little confusing. Says the Chassam Sofer, and it's based on the Ramban. Right? But the Ramban just says, the Ramban doesn't necessarily, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says very pashut. He says, Atnai shelo yeye kadosh is only for common cases. a t'nai she imlo nikrav lazeh yikarev lazeh, that if you don't bring it for one thing, you'll bring it for another thing. That t'nai they made even in uncommon cases. And if I just said the Ramban, I wouldn't necessarily say that any lomdish difference here. I would just say it's a matter of how it looks. You know, it looks funny when something's not kaddish. So they don't like things to look funny, so they wouldn't make that remedy for uncommon cases. If you don't bring it one occasion, you bring it another occasion, that doesn't look so funny, so they make that remedy all over. But the Chassam Sofer makes a lomdish difference. He makes a fundamental chiluk here. And I know he's based on slightly different assumptions than we've been saying until now. He says that there are two dinim. There's one din of limafreya. Limafreya is when you have a t'nai that maybe it's kadosh, maybe it's not kadosh. That works limafreya. That's niftin t'mimin. Then there's another t'nai of mikan ulahaba when it's definitely kadosh, but we haven't decided yet, you know, for what occasion. I don't mean it's definitely kadosh. I mean it's definitely kadosh with kedushas haguf. Definitely kadosh with kedushas haguf. We just haven't decided, is this going to be a sar l'chatas? It's a sar l'chatas. We just don't know if it's a sar l'chatas of Rosh Chodesh or a sar l'chatas of Pesach. But it's definitely a sar l'chatas. Okay, that is mikan l'haba. You make it a sar l'chatas, and what occasion we'll decide later, as opposed to t'midim shalahutsu kol tzibra. The example is, what's the example? Is this is t'midim shalahutsu Litzibor. And this example is in lo nikrav hasa'ir beregel yikarev berosh chodesh. Technically, the lashon just in lo nikrav hazeh yikarev hazeh. Okay, but that's just an example. So he says these work in two different ways. How did the t'nai bezdin work? That t'nish lehutzku litzibor, you could be poda them and motzgan lechulin. That's the marfreya. They were never kadosh. How does it work that? That if you don't bring a sar in one regal, you can bring another regal. That's mikan l'haba. You give it general kedushas chatas, and then you decide which kedushas chatas exactly later. Meaning, he doesn't rely on this idea of general kedushas shkolim, right? That's what he's saying. This is the reason why he says this is because he doesn't rely on the idea of general kedushas shkolim. Why is it? Maybe because he thinks that you can't have general kedushas shkolim once it's not a shekel anymore. Or maybe because he thinks that is a problem of chulin ba'azar, he can bring it into the courtyard if it's general kedusha shkolim. That's what he makes it sound like here. Like, if it's not, you can't even bring it into the azar if it's not kedusha guf. But that's why, because we were based on general kedusha shkolim. He is based on general kedushas ola or kedushas chatas. Not general kedusha shkolim. And therefore, if it's only general kedusha ola kedusha chatas, so when it's an ola, you just don't know for what, or chatas, you just don't know for what, that's mikan l'haba. You can have general kedusha ola and chatas. When you don't know if it's going to be brought or redeemed, right? When you don't know general kedusha guf, basically, then he doesn't rely on this idea of general kedusha shkolim. He says that has to work to mafreya. So he has a tzvei dinim in terms of mikan l'haba mafreya, based on the fact that he's not starting with general kedusha shkolim. He doesn't bring that in the Chassam Sofer. He didn't. I'm sure he thought of it, but he didn't think it was appropriate. He just says, if you know it's kedushas haguf, let me just summarize here. Use his lashon. General kedushas haguf. Although I assume it has to be for ola or chatas. General kedushas haguf. For example, chatas, as opposed to here, where it's a we're not sure if we want kedushas haguf. So if we're not sure if we want kedushas haguf or not, because we might want to redeem it, then we have to make that tani l'mafreya. If we're sure we want kedushas haguf, we're just not sure what regal we're going to bring it, then you can leave that mechanical haba and say it as general kedushas hagof.
Would you treat the animal then differently depending if that's the kedushas hagof or just the amorphous type of kedusha?
Yes, because there might be enough kamina there might be enough kamina in terms of meila, not whether it's mutter or maser, but b'di'evan it could be that kedushas hagof. If you do meila, is not yotzei l'chulin. Kedushas damim is yotzei l'chulin, and also might be enough kamina in terms of giza vavoda. Now, giza vavoda would usually be meila anyway, but let's say you could figure out a way to do giza vavoda in a way that's not meila. That's usually usher kedushas hagof, not kedushas damim. So I think there could be enough kaminas. That's an interesting point.
The kedusha for the sawyer, for which chag you're changing the chag, why is that any different than shim bali for a carbon? The same shame carbon, you're just changing a small factor. Here, you're also changing a factor. It was meant for this, and you're putting it there.
Because you haven't yet committed yourself, unlike shinu bali.
No, you committed yourself to be a sa'ir chag. You're gone up one step.
No, you committed yourself to be a sa'ir chatas. That's the whole chag of sam sofer. You haven't said for what yet. Okay, let me just point out one last thing we mentioned last time. So you can bracket this chum sofer, you can like, you cannot like it. I just thought it was interesting to point out. My main concern is this. One last thing I'll just point out is, according to this pshat, right, lama davka sibur, why davka that sibur is laid based in masta and not the yachid? So one pshat would be, because bezdin samim al libam lehat note, the yachid lo, meaning a yachid could do the same things as the tzibur, just a yachid doesn't think of all these conditions, and Bezdin does think of all these conditions. A tanai lo afreya, anyone can make, you don't have to be a Bezdin to make a tanai lo afreya. If you brought your personal cow, you could also make the same conditions, but a stam person doesn't think of that, and a Bezdin does think of that. After all, Bezdin is Rosh Gadol, stam person is Rosh Katan. But over here, if you take it this way, then it becomes more obvious because lo shayach liyachid, de lo shayach be kedusha shkalim. Obviously, it wouldn't apply to the yachid because the yachid doesn't have kedusha shkalim. So then, obviously, there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, the yachid can't do this track of leaving something into kedusha shkolim. The yachid can't say, "I'm makdish this to be open-ended generic stem cell kedusha." He doesn't have such a kedusha available to him, and therefore, obviously, he's not going to do the exact same thing that Zibur does. Okay, you can also ask, but why doesn't the yachid do it the Freya way? And then the answer is going to be just that, he doesn't think to or come up with some other obstacle. We will leave this for now and go on to the big toaster masla sakin moshafta lemashehin. Okay, and then we will move on to the Gemara. Chaim, I'm encroaching on your parnasa. No, am I violating any type of?
It's not the shah, so it doesn't matter. I don't have a chalost in now.
Shalom bezmano. It's unique kavana lavor, and I don't have kavana.
It's also a difference in adam and adam.
Okay.
The Gemara by Shnei Sirei Atzeret with what is the Musaf and what isn't. And the Gemara could have asked from Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to get into that, but it's fascinating. He has nothing to do with what's on the board. The Gemara asks, why do you need two Sars in one day? Atzeret has two Sars.
Right.
Joel points out, Rosh Hashanah also has two sires.
Everybody has.
There's a sire of Rosh Hashanah and a sire of Rosh Chodesh. Why are they going to pick Atzeres and not Rosh Hashanah? So ultimately, there are going to be two answers.
I don't want the answer about the making the shulam and all that.
You don't want to have fun. That's not my problem. The one answer is you could bring this as a raya for the famous radical shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam says that you only bring one chatas on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. You only bring one chatas, and says Rabbeinu Meshulam, if you look, give me half a second, I apologize. Yeah, here it says, if you look in the Parsha Rosh Hashanah, it says, Milvad Olas HaChodesh Umin Chasa. That the Musaf Rosh Hashanah is besides Olas HaChodesh Umin Chasa. It doesn't say it's besides the Ola and the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. It's besides the Ola of Rosh Chodesh. But it's instead of the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. It's an addition to the Ola of Rosh Chodesh. But it's not an addition to the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. It's instead of the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh. The famous Shita Rabbeinu Meshulam, that there's only one Sar L'Chatas of Rosh Hashanah. You could bring a deal with Mar Gemara. Why did they mention Shavuos and not Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, there's only one Sar Raya for Rabbeinu Meshulam. Of course, the biggest Raya for Rabbeinu Meshulam is the old Girsa. I don't have a Machzer here. But what's the old Girsa in the Machzer of Rosh Hashanah? We say, right, we say, etc. We say, milavad olas Why only one sir lechaper? It should be shnei sir lechaper. So a lot of machzorim nowadays have shnei sir lechaper. But the old Girsa was Sar Lechaper, and that is Shita Rabbeinu Meshulam. Now, so you could be a Daiker more like Rabbeinu Meshulam. But Rabbeinu Meshulam is very radical. Tosa says that's ridiculous, not true. Tosa says that's ridiculous. It says, maximum, the Gemara just means, and I'm not going to explain the philosophy behind this now, we know all Pidrush, it needs explanation. The Gemara doesn't mean, Chasron, that you don't bring two Seirim Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara doesn't mean anything of the sort, or the Gemara just means we don't emphasize both Chatas and Rosh Hashanah. And that's why maybe the Musaf, we don't emphasize that there are two of them. But you still bring two of them, we just don't emphasize. Okay, why? That would be philosophically, it's not for now. But if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Meshulam, then why do we bring Shnei Seirei Atzeres instead of Shnei Seirei Rosh Hashanah? So I think the answer is going to be...
It's a Karen Orr's question.
Okay, what is the Karen Orr answer?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
The answer is so you can give one of two answers. The answer is going to be, oh, that's just what I was thinking. Great. The answer is going to be Rabbi Shimon Lashitase. Because Rabbi Shimon says Seirei Hargolim and Seirei Rosh Chodesh are mechaper and different kinds of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah. He says Seirei Hargolim are mechaper on Tumah you never knew about, but Seirei Hargolim are mechaper on going to the Mikdash Tumah. Seirei Rosh Chodesh are mechaper on eating Kachim Tumah. So according to Rabbi Shimon, of course there's no redundancy in Rosh Hashanah. There's one Sar Regel and one Sar Rosh Chodesh, one for going to the Mikdash and one for eating Kachim. Of course there's no redundancy. There's only redundancy on Atzeres. Because they're both Seirei Regalim, and they're both for going to Mikdash Tameh. So therefore, Rav Shimon L'Shitasei is no problem. So Joel was very upset here. He thought I was going to bring a proof for Rabbeinu Meshulam. In the end, there's no proof for Rabbeinu Meshulam. No, let's just answer his questions. Again, why didn't our Gemara ask from Shnei Seirei Rosh Hashanah? So one answer is Rabbeinu Meshulam, that there's Yeshno Rak Seir Echad, which is very radical. The other answer is Lirab Shimon Seire Regolim Mechaprim Al Tomas Mikdash U Seire Rosh Chodesh Al Achilas Kodesh.
Okay.
And therefore, there was never a kasha.
That wasn't my question, but even if this were my question, they asked about the Shnei Seirei Yom Kippur, which are both Mechaper of Tumas Mikdash.
The Gemara addresses that, he's not talking about the Sir Mish. He's talking about the Sarah Nasa Bifnim and the Sarah Nasa Bachutz, besides the Sarah Mishtaleach. But that is...
But really what I was trying, okay. That's what I was trying to ask.
Okay.
The Musaf of Pesach is not any less for the Chasam Sofer, because the Musaf of Pesach is not inherently different than the Musaf of Shavuos. But Lomat is these two are from two different parts. One is Musaf and one is Shteya.
No, because the Chasam Sofer is going within Rabbi Shimon, who says you could use it from Rosh Chodesh to Regel and Regel to Rosh Chodesh, even though one's for Tumas Mikdash and one's for Kadshav. So the Chasam Sofer here is within a sugya of Rabbi Shimon, who says you can use Rosh Chodeshes for Pesach, even though Rosh Chodesh is for eating Kadshim.
But it's Mukdash as a Musaf.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. If you work at the Chesed of Sam Sofer, it's not going to help. Okay, weiter. Tzakim Moshchas on the Mashim. Here we have a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim. What does it mean? Who says Sakin Moshchas on the Mashim? And here we have a fundamental problem in Girsa. Who says Sakin Moshchas on the Mashim? Let's just remember the two shitas we had. Right, the two shitas which are stated in the next line of our Gemara. We have Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. What's the difference between them? The Chachamim say, Leiv Beis Din Masneh. And Rabbi Shimon says, doesn't hold from that. Ein Leiv Beis Din Masneh. Okay, one could ask, you know, does he hold, if that concept is impossible, or just they happen to not do it? Pasha, they have to not do it, because there might be, it seems to be an exception, the Nachas Bahayim test. But who said Sakin Moshchas on the Mashahim? So in our Sugya, who said Sakin Moshchas on the Mashahim? Chachamim or Rabbi Shimon? Who says Sakin Moshchas on the Mashahim? Chachamim or Rabbi Shimon? Chachamim, because what do we say? Lei Bezdin Masna Lehem? Kid, Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, Dar Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, come on to see our Sakin Moshchas on the Mashahim. So whoever said Leib Beis Masneh is like Sakin Moshchas on the Moshach to the Mashahim. So in the Pashtus of the Gemara in Zvachim, they say Sakin Moshach on the Mashahim because Leib Beis Masnehim. And Rabbi Shimon, he holds Sakin that Moshach anything. The thing you can't change things, right? He says, no, you can't change a karban. The sakin doesn't do anything. That is what pashas of our sugya. However, pashas of the Gemara in Shavuos, daf, yud beis amud beis, is that the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashmol Savla al-Hadra Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? It's in our sugya. He says, "Tminim shluhutzku letzibor, ledivrei Rabbi Shimon niftim tminim, ledivrei Chacham niftim tminim." So we don't know what that means yet. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan that the Chacham holds one way, Rabbi Shimon holds the other way. Okay, but which way does he hold? So let's. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says what he says here. The Amar Yehuda Shmuel, come on, see where Sakin Moshacht on the Mashahim. So it's not clear in that Gemara Sakin Moshacht on the Mashahim yet. It's like Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan said Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Shimon. Is it like he said the name of Chachamim, or like he said the name of Shimon? But the next line in Shavuos makes it clear. Tanya Nami Hachi. Tanya Nami Hachi. The word Nami means also, right? Tanya Nami Hachi. Umoda Rabbi Shimon b'sayir Shimon l'kar b'regel yikar b'rosh chodiv in l'kar b'rosh chodiv yikar b'yom ha-kipurim l'kar b'yom ha-kipurim yikar b'regel in l'kar b'regel zeh yikar b'regel acher shimi kilasu l'obal l'chakar l'vech hitzon. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Shimon says that if the Sayer is not for Rosh Chodesh, you bring on a regal, not on the regal in Yom Kippur, not on Yom Kippur, and this regal and that regal, because they're all Tomas Mikdash B'Kodshav. So if the Tanya Nami Hachi is Rabbi Shimon, then it's Rabbi Shimon who says Sakin Moshachto L'Mashahim. So here is the Pashtus of the Gemara in Shavuos. It's Rabbi Shimon who says Sakin Moshachto Lim Mashahin. Ah, but he holds Ainley Bezin Masneh. What does he mean Sakin Moshachton Lamashahin then? So here we say Mashahin. What does he mean Sakin Moshachton Lamashahin? If, how could Rabbi Shimon be saying Sakin Moshachton Lamashahin? No, Sakin Moshachton Lamashahin within a Sa'ir go being on Rosh Chodesh or being on the Regal, because they're all for Kaparas Tomas Mikdash Vikadshav anyway. Meaning, if they're all the same thing anyway. Right? Sakin Moshachton Lamashahin. Right? Within the same basic kedusha. Like, for example, what are some examples of what the sakin is Moshech? Si'irei regalim, Rosh Chodesh, v'yom ha-kippurim. Because they're all for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. So the sakin is Moshech. If you shecht on a regal, it's for the regal. If you shecht on Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Chodesh. If you shecht it on Yom Kippur, it's for Yom Kippur. Because they're all the same thing. Or, Olas Tamid, ve'olas nedava. Right? What does he say? If you have leftover tamidim, you can't be poda them. You can just bring them as nedava. So how do you know if it's a tamid or a nedava? Okay, if you sheft it at the time of the tamid, it's a tamid. If you sheft at the time of the middle of the day, then it's a nedava. But you can't really change things around. Here's sakim l'shafta l'mashahein to allow... Here they're talking about full flexibility. Anything could be anything, right? The tamid could be a tamid, or could be nifta tamimin, could be not kodesh at all, depending on if you sheft it or don't sheft it. A carbon could be a chatas, could be an ola, could be a shlama, it could be whatever you want, just however you sheft it.
You're saying like the nature of the korban versus the sakim.
Yeah, okay, so hold on a second, let me get that. And what would the racham say? The rachamim, they don't need to say sakin moshachta limashahein. Because leib bezin is masne. Because leib bezin masne is a stronger principle. So here we have the pasch of the Gemara. There, who's saying this is the problem we shown him have? Our Gemara seems very clear that sakim moshach lemashen equals leib bezin masne lehem. It's another way of saying leib bezin masne lehem, right? Which is, you know what it's saying, it's just another way of saying leib bezin masne. Sakim moshachtan is leib bezin masne. They say leib bezin masne, like Shmuel said, sakim moshachtan lamashahein. But the Gemara there says, no, sakim moshachtan is the opposite of leib bezin masne. Chachamot, leib bezin masne, you have unlimited flexibility. Rabbi Shimon holds, you don't have unlimited flexibility. No, sakin moshafta lamashahein, you have very limited flexibility. Let me just point out, this is, for some reason, in Tosos he doesn't quote this as explicitly as I'd like, even though if you read Tosos it's clear. And he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, even Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't say explicitly as I'd like. The Ramban I put on the sheet that quotes Rabbeinu Hananel says it very explicitly. The real machlokus here is two ways of reading mashahein. What are the two ways of reading mashahein? The knife pulls it to
what it is.
What it is, or
it will be. Maybe
what it will be. It will be or is. Okay, let's just make that contrast clearer. Let's make that contrast more stark.
What did you say?
What's the opposite of will be? Not is, but was. Right? Does the sakin pull it to what it always was, or to what it should be now? What is mashahein? Is mashahein? Mashahein equals
future or past.
What it needs to be now. Yeah, the sakin pulls it to whatever you need. Whatever you need, the sakin pulls it. Or no. Mashahein equals what it always was. Within what it always was, the sakin pulls it to whatever use you want. It always was a sarir to be mechaper on the tzibur to his victor to kachav on a special occasion. On the Mizbech HaChitzon, then the Sakin pulls it to be useful for what it was. If it's regel, it's for the regel, or an ola, it was always an ola. The Sakin pulls it to what it was. That's what Rashi says in Shavuos. Let me just read you Rashi in Shavuos, then I'll take everyone's question. Although I should really go through Shona first. Says Rashi in Shavuos, Sakin moshachton l'mashahein, Sakin ha-shochton sam moshachton l'karban shahufresh mitchila l'kach, l'karban shahufresh mitchila l'kach. Lashon Rashi is l'karban who Shehufrash mitchila lekach.
Rashi and Zvachim also says something similar.
And Rashi and Zvachim also says lemashehin ruuyim. Well, mashehin ruuyim omdin is a little less clear. And the problem is that Rashi switches his mind in the middle of his comments on Zvachim, so that's a little tricky. As opposed to the let's just read from the Ramban that I put on the sheet here that he says, Perish Rashi, Nir Dvei Rach, Lema Shehein Achshav. Lema Shehein Achshav. Right? Velo, dot. Velo, Hukbu Ulios Kach. Right? Lema Shehein Achshav. This is the Lashon of the Ramban. Lema Shehein Achshav. Okay, but here I got ahead of myself for a moment because I just brought a stira. I didn't bring the resolutions. How do you resolve the stira? So, there are three ways to resolve this stira. Two popular ways in the Rishonim. By the way, everyone disagrees with Rashi on the sugya. All the Rishonim and Shavuos, from the Ramban to the Rashford to the Ritva to the Ran, they all disagree with Rashi. The Rimi Gash brings both opinions. The Rosh disagrees with Rashi. The Arif disagrees with Rashi. Only the Rimi Gash has two opinions. So one opinion is Rashi. And similarly, one day in the Rimi Gash and Shavuos, I didn't put it on the sheet, but if you look, he doesn't go through answering everything up. Rashi says that... one second. No, I need to do this a little better. says Rashi, how does Rashi resolve the stira? Anyone tell me? You tell me in one very simple sentence how Rashi resolves the stira. Very easy. As a matter of fact, the bluntest way of resolving the stira. Well, how does Rashi resolve this stira? It's a good stira.
Is it a lump?
It's not a lumpish way at all. It's the most non-lumpish way of resolving the stira you can have. Says Rashi.
What's the technique that he uses?
Says Rashi at the end of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Says Rashi. V'nira be'enai. Tosfos quotes just some versions of Rashi. Says Rashi. Now at first he starts translating it. It still might be a stira. Then he says v'nira be'enai. Lo garsi lo lo hadishmua lacha. We don't have the gears of Sakim Oshachtan Lamasha Hingman Zvachim. Erase this line from Masechta Zvachim. Why? In Shavuos it says, if you don't hold late Beis Damash Nalem, you hold Sakim Oshachta Lamash Nalem. In which case, how can our Gemara say, if you do hold late Beis Damash Nalem, you hold Sakim Oshachta Lamash Nalem? The answer is, erase this line. So, if here we have the Gemara Zvachim, and here we have the Gemara in Shavuos, says Rashi, and Rashi here is consistent. Rashi is the only one in Shavuos, besides one day in the Rimi Gash, who said this from Shimon talking there, and therefore he erases it from here. Says Rashi, and one day in the Rimi Gash, although the day in the Rimi Gash doesn't say what to do about Zvachim. He just holds this way. He says that this is Davka. He says, Rav Shimon is the one who says, Sakin Moshachtan Lemashahin. And Mashahin means what it always was. It can just stay within what it always was. What about the Gemara in Zvachim? He erases this line from the Gemara in Zvachim, and therefore our Gemara in Zvachim never talked about Sakim Moshachta Lemashahin. It's only mentioned once in Shas, and that's the Sheet of Rav Shimon. Okay, Tosfos points out that Kasha Dochak Limcho Komos de Yeshua Ben Asfarim. It's a little Dochak to erase a line from Shas. Okay, but Rashi was desperate. What's the other option? What does Tosos quote from the Aruch and from Rabbeinu Chananel? So Tosos says, and all the other Rishonim hold this way. Tosos v'shar Rishonim. All the other Rishonim except for one day the Rimi Gash. Mm-hmm. And even the Rimi Gash, maybe he preferred. I don't know, it's not the day he preferred. Tosos says, no, this Gemara is Davka. It's the Chachamim who say... Sakin Moshachtan Lemashahain. Right? Sakin Moshachtan equals Ain Leib Beis Din Masne. No, Sakin Moshachtan equals Leib Beis Din Masne. Oh, what does he do with the Gemara in Shavuos? So what does he do with the Gemara in Shavuos? So hold on. You start the Gemara in Shavuos, says, Ah, Shmuel Sovel L'Hol Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimon. Shmuel was coming for the Chachamim. He says, no, Shmuel Sovar Kechachamim. Well, what's the problem? The problem is Tanya Nami Hachi, they bring Rabbi Shimon. So both the Aruch and the Rabbeinu Chananel say the same basic idea, even though they say it a little differently. Both say the same basic idea. They say that Tanya Nami Hachi is, let me just read you how Tosfos quotes it, is, one second, The says the Arach, yeah, where was this Arach? Ha'aslo v'yibarusha, lo garsin an tamin amihachi l'mosu d'shmuel. There is no tanin amihachi. El garsin an tanya. So one option is, don't have tanin amihachi. What about?
The same thing as Rashi.
Exactly. Tanya nami hachi. What about tanya nami hachi? So one option is, Tosas says, now Tosas here is not really quoting from the Aruch. The Aruch is just that it's the Chachamim talking. Tosas suggests, right? Erase nami hachi. You can keep Tanya. Erase nami hachi. It wasn't Tanya. It wasn't saying Rav Shimon is a continuation of Sakhmo Shachmo Mashahim. Sakhmo Shachmo Mashahim is the Chachamim. Now, I just want to point out, before we leave this sugya, move on to the next sugya, there's a certain price about Rabbi Shimon. Okay, you're allowed to quote a price of Rabbi Shimon wherever you want? Yeah. You're allowed to finish one thought and move on to another thought. He quotes the Rabbeinu Hanan, although he's a little more clever. He's mefarish that way, but v'gurs hasam tanya nami hachi. He doesn't erase anything. So far, everyone's erased. Rashi's erased, Tosas erased. He says no, and all the Rishonim like Rabbeinu Hanan, and they even have, like, slightly different versions of it, but the key of Rabbeinu Hanan is V'koi amilsa. Okay. D'Rav Yochanan d'Amar d'Rav Shimon mekitzim ehem agufan. What is the Nami Hachi? Okay, so basically what the Rach says is Koi adile'el. In two words. The Tanya Nami Hachi is not going on Sakin Moshachton. It's going on an earlier part of the Gemara. Meaning, it is, how do you say going on in proper English?
Refers.
Referring to. Right? Meaning, it's referring to an earlier part of the Gemara. It's like, here we said something in the Gemara, and then we said Sakin Moshachton, and then we said Tanya Nami Hachi, not on Sakin Moshachton. On a few lines ago, on really some Amud ago in the Gemara. The Tanya, so the very, it says Tanya Nami Hachi, but it doesn't Tanya Nami Hachi on Sakin Moshachton. No, it means Tanya Nami Hachi on something else. What's the other thing? The other thing is that Rabbi Shimon said, if you have leftover chatasis, you can't redeem them. Tanya Nami Hachi said you have to bring them another regal, but you can't redeem them. Okay. Now you can't redeem them, you can't bring them as an adava. That's what he says technically. If you have leftover chatasis, you can't bring them as an adava. Tanya Nami Hachi, you can't bring them as an adava. You have to bring them on another regal. Okay, as Tosa said, that's also dachuk. It's dachuk to say a Tanya Nami Hachi is going... It's not really two lines ago. It's really an umud ago. Although it's going on something that has to do with Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel has to do with Rabbi Yochanan. There was one other option. Tosos quoted a Yesh Mefarshim who is like the Rabbi Yochanan. It's going on above, but a different point. Not going on above that a leftover chatas can't be brought in the Dava. Going on above a leftover chatas can't be redeemed and bought with next year's Shkolim. You can only buy it with this year's. You can only bring it this year. Why? Because it says if you don't bring one regal, bring the next regal. You don't bring it then, bring in another regal. But it does say bring in three regalim later. Okay, but the point is, Kaya de Le'el. Okay, these are basically our options so far. Rashi says, erase it from our Gemara, because it's pure Rabbi Shimon. Tos says, keep our Gemara. It's pure Chacham and Lev based in Masna. And, it's pure Chacham and Lev based in Masna. And the Tanya Nami Hachi, either erase the words Nami Hachi, or say, it's going on a few lines ago.
So would Rabbi say that the kind of discrepancy between the Peshat is that one is faithful to the star, one is faithful to the text, one is faithful to the...
So far, I don't think... They're not talking a lot about Svar here. I think they're just choosing which text to be faithful for.
Svar.
What?
Late-based in
Masna.
Wouldn't that be
Svar? No, because it could be a Svar that's Sakamal Shachtan is different from late-based in Masna. It could be its own Svar also. So I think here it's just a question of picking your text to be loyal to. Rashi says, let's be loyal to the text in Shavuos and deal with Zvachim, even if we have to deal with it using an eraser. And Tosa says, let's be loyal to the text in Zvachim and deal with Shavuos, even if we have to use a small eraser or use a, you know, extension cord and make the Tanya Nami Hachi going on an omen earlier.
So then, back there we said that Sakin Moshkon is the same as Lev Bestin, but it isn't. Lev Bestin, we said, is only for Karbonos Tzibur. Sakin Moshkon can go on to Karbonos.
No, it can't. Karbonos Tzibur Sakin Moshachton Lamashi. He said Karbonos Tzibur.
Because it's here, but in principle...
Who says? You're making that up. You're making up that in principle it could work for Karbonos Yachid. Who says?
No, because the reason Leib Bezdin, we said, doesn't work is because Bezdin doesn't have in mind. But here, the Sakin, when you kept it, I mean, that's not a matter of minds.
Let me just.
I have a question about you on this, the black one over there, where you gave an example.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different Svara than the Chazon Ish, this
Sarki. I know. That's give me a second. Give me a second for that. Okay. Let me just point out there's a third answer. The third answer tries to have their cake and eat it too. There's a third answer that basically does not have to do violence to any texts. Just have to make a new Kiddush Misvara. What's the only answer that doesn't do violence to text? The Shidu Gubetzis here, which is actually the Tosfos talk. Most of the Shidu Gubetzis here are Tosfos talk, so there's quite a few Tosfos and Peretzis also. The Shidu Gubetzis quotes from the Rashba, not the Sephardic Rashba, the Rosh Mishans, and the Tosfos Rosh and Shavuos quotes the same thing from the Ritzva. Okay, so apparently a minority day in Tosfos. So the Shita Mikubetzes Zvachim B'Shem, I'll just call it the Rash, because we usually call the Baltosos Rash, Rashba, the Rash Mishans, not to confuse them with the Sephardic Rashba, and the Tosos Rush in Shavuos, which I didn't put on the Makoros just because it's the same exact thing, but you should know, he quotes it from the Ritzva. Right? So even before they published the Shita Mikubetzes, before they even ever published Shita Mikubetzes on Zvachim, this pshat was known because they had published hundreds of years earlier the Tosfos Rosh on Shavuos. He says, you don't have to do violence to either text. Mm-hmm. He says, Sakim Oshachtel Mashahim is Leib Bezin Masneh, but it's only Rabbi Shimon who holds it, ain't Leib Bezin Masneh. How so? He just has to have a new pshat in Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah.
It's not that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Leib Bezin Masneh, it's that he holds Leib Bezin Masneh. But he's only willing to use it in reasonable ways. What do we mean by that? What we mean by that is, what's his chiddush? The chiddush is, Gam Rabbi Shimon Savar. I mean, I'll have to add some to our text, obviously. Savar Leib Bezin Masneh Hecha De'ein Motzien Hektish L'chulin. Again, this is reminiscent of that Chasam Sofer, but it's not actually the same episode, so don't get too excited. He says that even Rabbi Shimon holds Leib Bezin Masneh for switching
switches
purposes, not for making something chulin. So therefore, what's going on? Let's read this Gemara. This Gemara says that it's Rabbi Shimon who says Sakin Moshachton. Think of what is who says Sakin Moshachto Lemashi? It's Rav Shimon who says Kolomar, meaning, and what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara never says that. Our Gemara says that Leiv Bezdin Manda Omar Leiv Bezdin Masna Alehen says Sakin Moshachto. So we always thought it was a stira. The mandar leib bezin masneh is the chachamim. Rav Shimon doesn't say leib bezin masneh. But if you just add something, it's not that he doesn't say leib bezin masneh. It's that he doesn't say leib bezin masneh in all cases. Then there's no stira. He says sakim oshachto lemashehein ve leib bezin masneh aleihem shem lo nikrav lazeh yikarev lazeh. And our Gemara, what it's saying is that Leib Bezin Masalim says Sakim Oshachto Lemashehein, and this is just generally connected to Leib Bezin Masneh Aleihem. But it's not the Shita of the Rachamim who say it all the way. The only dach part is that when our Gemara says, what's the dachuk part? So in other words, both Chacham and Rav Shimon are based in Masneh. So Sakim Oshach L'Mashim is an illustration of based in Masneh. And it's only the Shita of Rav Shimon, because basically what Sakim Oshach L'Mashim means is that a limited based in Masneh Lehem. That's what it means. It means, let me say this better. Sakim Oshach L'Mashim equals Sakim Moshachtan equals a limited Leib Bezdin Masneh. What? A limited Leib Bezdin Masneh. What's Leib Bezdin Masneh? Only to be carbon, one carbon or another, not to be chulin. Right? And that means only to be carbon X or Y not to be chulin. And when we said that an arsugi, that light base and mass, like sacrifice, this was only a general connection. And when our Gemara says Rav Shimon doesn't hold Leg Beis and Mas, then what they meant is he doesn't hold Leg Beis and Mas to make something chulin. And in our sugya, we need to make something chulin because we need to make this sa'ir chulin until Shashvita in order to get to have two kaparas. So therefore, he says, now it's just a little tricky because first we say, the way he reads our Gemara is, Karban of Sibur are different. Leg Beis and Mas now, like Sakin Moshachta Lamashin, Leg Beis and Mas then. Then it reports out, hold on a second. Sakbal Shachtel Masha and Rabbi Shimon is only a limited late based in Masna. He doesn't hold a full late based in Masna. And if he doesn't hold a full late based in Masna, then he wouldn't hold that they made a tzai to make the Sawyer not Kadosh until Shashchita. So therefore, he says there's no steer in the first place. Again, it's a little bit of a Dachuk reading in our Gemara. Let me just review why it's Dachuk. First, we say late based in Masna to make it not Kadosh till Shchita. Mm-hmm. And we illustrate that with Sakbal Shachtel Masha. But that's not an illustration for fully based in Masna, only for partially based in Masna. And that's why we chime in and say, hold on a second. Now that you mentioned Sak Moshafta Lamashim, you should know that that's only Rav Shimon only holds a limited late based in Masna. He doesn't hold a fully based in Masna. And therefore, we have to reject this pshat. This is a general connection, but not a full late based in Masna, and that's why we go on to say, even though Rav Shimon holds Sakim Moshachta L'Mashahim, he doesn't hold a full late based in Masna, and they just have to like add a word of Pirush into our Gemara.
So how do you work that with the Seirim? Because you need to...
The Seirim needs a full late based in Masna to take away the Kedusha until Shachita.
And make it Chulin?
And make it at least not...
So what is it like?
Zagof.
Like a Kufia?
To make it not Kedusha Zagof.
Something float?
And what therefore, one second... And therefore, the Gemara asks that Reb Shimon doesn't hold Leiv based in Masna to help with enough to help with the Seirei Atzeres and say it has no Kedusha before Shchita. What's the answer we wanted to give? There's no Kedusha before Shchita. No Kedusha? It's not a late base and Masna taking away Kedusha. Rav Shimon doesn't hold such a strong late base and Masna. He doesn't hold such a strong late base and Masna to take away Kedusha. Therefore, the Gemara rejects that. That can be the answer in our Gemara. Meaning, he doesn't hold late base and Masna enough to take the Kedusha away from the Sar Atzeres, from the second Sair. And make it able to be mechaper on more things, and to explain the brisa. But we want to answer the brisa by saying late beis and masna, it's not kadosh kedusha zagof till shchita. No, he doesn't hold late beis and masna to take away kedusha zagof. That's what our Gemara meant. But he does hold late beis and masna to switch within kedusha zagof. And therefore, there's no steerer between these two Gemaras.
So he's Mekayim the Girsav, right?
And he's Mekayim all the Girsav. What he says is that you can hold like Rashi Shita, but keep the Girsa here, unlike what Rashi did out of desperation. Okay, these are the three Shitas in terms of how to be Yashu the Gemaras. Let's just review. Rashi says, Leib Bezen Sakmo Shachtans, Rav Shimon is the opposite of Leib Bezen Masna, erase our Gemara. Tosos and most Rishonim say, Sakmo Shachtans is another way of saying Leib Bezen Masna, and take away or reinterpret Tani Navi Hachi. And the Rashba and the Ritzba suggest that Sakmo Shachtan is Rav Shimon's way of saying a limited Leib Bezen Masna. And therefore, in Shavuos, it's used to illustrate Rav Shimon Shita, who doesn't hold a full late base in Masna. But in our Gemara, it's brought in to illustrate that at least there's some idea of late base in Masna. And therefore, since Shachmo Shachtan is like a half late base in Masna, you can fit it into both sugyas without erasing any Gersot. Okay, just by way of finishing yesterday's shir, I just want to point out that we're left with three ways of reading Sakin Moshachtan L'Mashein. Let's just review. What does it mean, Sakin Moshachtan L'Mashein? Two, Tosvos and most Rishonim's way is it's just Leiv based in Masna. Okay, great. The Rashba And the Ritzba's way of reading it is Lev Beis Din Masneh in this case. Okay, not in all cases, but in this case, Lev Beis Din Masneh. According to Rashi, meaning it's not a new principle. According to Tosos, it's not a new principle. It's Lev Beis Din Masneh. According to the Rashi, it's also not a new principle. It's Lev Beis Din Masneh. Sometimes. According to Rashi, it's a new principle. According to Rashi, let me write that, it's a new principle. Even though Lev Beis Din is not Masneh, Afal Pi De'ein Lev Beis Din Masneh Mutter Lishanos. From what? Me, Olas Chova Le'olas Nedava. Right, that if you've left over to me them, you can't redeem them for Shimon, but you can bring them for Ketzer Mizbeach. Oh, Misa'ir Rosh Chodesh Lisa'ir Haregel Midin Sakin Moshachton Limashain. It's a new rule. Even though Lev Beis Din is not Masneh, you can still change it within an Ola from Chova to Nedava, within a Kaparis Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav from Rosh Chodesh to Regel. You can make a small change even without Lev Beis Din Masneh. And what's the chiddush of Sakin Moshachton according to Rashi? Even if you don't have Lev Beis Din Masneh, in a tzibur you can make a small change. Mm-hmm. However, by a yachid, you would not be allowed to make such a small change. Right? If a yachid had an olas chova, he couldn't change it to olas nedava. If a yachid had, a sa'ir for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav last week, he couldn't change it to Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav this week. We'll see, that's a machlokas, but certainly the chachila he can't. Right, so a yachid can't even make the small change. But the tzibur can make the small change.
What's the basis for that?
According to Rashi, what's the basis for that? So I think the basis for that can be explained based on a Reb Chaim that I put on sheet 12. In Krisos, Reb Chaim says, when it comes to... Reb Chaim says there are two issues when it comes to changing karbanos. There is the issue of what the shame karban is. You can't change the shame karban. And then there's the issue of what it was hufresh for. You can't change what it was hufresh for. Says Reb Chaim, by a karban of a yachid, you can't change the shame karban. You can't change an ola to a chatas, a chatas chilev to a chatas dam, the way we paskin. And you can't even change what it was hufresh for. Right? You can't change the chatas for yesterday's tumas mikdash v'kodshav to the chatas for today's tumas mikdash v'kodshav. By a carbon seber, he says, you can't change the basic identity of the carbon. You can't change Kedushas Guf to Kedushas Damin. You can't change Chatas to Ola. You can't change Chatas of Parhel and Dovershel Tzibur to a Chatas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. But you can, if it's the same identity, you can change the purpose you're bringing it for. That's what Reb Chaim says. What's the Hesber? Good, that's just what I wanted to get. What is the Hesber for Rashi? Only Rashi needs a Hesber, because he says a new principle. So I think Reb Chaim's not explaining Rashi at all.
Nope.
He's not explaining Rashi. Right. But I think you can say, Al Pi HaGraf, what do we mean by this? We mean that in Karban Yachid, that by Karban Yachid, you can't change identity or the purpose of the karban. He points out, maybe you can't change the identity even b'di'evet, the purpose, l'chachila. But by a karban seber, clearly you can't change the identity. He holds ein Beis Din Masneh. You can't change the identity of the karban because ein Beis Din Masneh, this is Rav Shimon. You can't just change the identity of a karban. But, within the same identity, you can change its purpose. And therefore, Ola's Ola. Who cares if it's a Tamid or if it's an Adava? An Ola is an Ola. It's the identity of Ola. And therefore, let's assume for now, therefore, you can change it from Chovah to Adava. A Chatas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav is Chatas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav. You can change it from Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos. or from Rosh Hashanah, you know, or from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Why? So here Reb Chaim, I think he does explain here. He says, because, and here I think it's going to have to come back. He doesn't say in quite this word, there's many words, but I think they have to come back to the issue of Kedusha Shkolim. Because by a Yachid, he was originally Makdish it for a certain purpose. You can't change that. By the Tzibur, they were not originally Makdish it for a certain purpose. They bought it with Shkolim. It always had the Kedusha. So they just gave it a certain identity. And I think that's where Reb Chaim's change. Why over here? Because the Yachid was Makdish for a specific purpose. However, by the Tzibur, they weren't Makdish for a specific purpose. The Tzibur, I know I keep coming back to the Shkolim idea, but I think that's what makes the Tzibur unique, was Makdish as Shkolim. Not for a purpose. So says Reb Chaim, if you're talking about the identity of the Karbon, a Yachid can't change the identity, a Tzibur can't change the identity, there's no lame base in Masta. The identity of the Karbon is the identity of the Karbon, it's not flexible. But if you're talking about the same Karbon, just what purpose it was for, a Yachid is Makdish for a purpose. When the Yachid said, this is my Olas X, for X, this is my Chatas for X, the Tzibur is not Makdish for a purpose. They go and they say, we're buying an Ola, they go and they say, we're buying a Chatas. Or they go and they say we're buying a chatas for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshah. He explains that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshah is, he says, Nitvas B'Shem HaKorban. Okay, but therefore, the Tzibur, even without Leib Beis and Masna, don't think of Leib Beis and Masna, even without Leib Beis and Masna, he says the Tzibur still has the right to change the purpose, if not the identity, maybe because the purpose is not how they were Makdash it for a purpose. As opposed to, basically, I think what you have to say is you can't give it a purpose. You can only give it a purpose when you're originally not just the money. You can give it an identity when you buy a specific animal. And therefore, okay, that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says Sakam Shachtan is a different rule. Different rules that a Tzibur can make small changes and a Yachid can't. Why? Says Reb Chaim, because the Tzibur, no one can change the basic identity of the Karbon. The Tzibur can change the purpose of the Karbon, the Yachid can't. Why? I think, here Reb Chaim doesn't say, what's outside the box is not Reb Chaim, is me. That Tzibur can change the purpose, since they didn't buy it for a purpose, they bought it with Shkolim, so the purpose is not fixed. The Yachid, since he bought it for a purpose, he was Makdish for a purpose, therefore the purpose is fixed. Okay, Kach Nero Lini is Daiti.
You know what the Rashmi Shant, I thought that that's what the Rashmi, at least I say I thought, that the Rashmi Shant was saying that the Hakdash is a process. And the Tzibur, it's not finished until 13 Moshe.
Ah, you wanted to say that's really what the Rashi
meant.
Okay, at a certain point, Yesh Lodun, the question of whether I wasn't saying that, are we merely arguing semantics, what you call something, or are we really, you know, arguing more fundamentally, but I'll leave that for now. It's not impossible.
The word in the Nachos that brings Osam Zvachim, that came from Shkalim, that the Kohanim were not giving the Machatzit of Shekel because they were saying...
Right, of course. We discussed that 2 years ago. Yes.
Minchat Kalil.
Yes.
And they said, no, it's not true what you said. It's like we say that when they gave the Shkalim...
It's special Kalos, correct. Okay, now let's just finish up our Gemara. We did finish up our Gemara, I think. But I just want... Yeah.
One last question. If the Gizmor buys you the Shkalim and he makes a mistake... And he says, then he doesn't wait for Melech Beitin. He says, I'm buying for Korban Tamid or Korban Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, period.
That's a great question.
Is it Chal or can we say Batla Da'ato because he doesn't have the right to do that? Because
so I think the answer is, since he's only Shlich Bezden, he has no right to do something that's not a Shlichus. Okay, let me just ask one last question. Before we move on, I know this is a... not a very practical question. How do we paskin about a segel achar afrasha? Maskonas ha-halacha ha-im ola mechaper al asei dila'achar hafrasha or not? Let's follow the mahalach of the Gemara. Ready? We originally asked the question. We tried to prove originally from smicha. Right? So, let's see. Attempted proof is null. from smicha. And then we were docha that proof, right? How did docha you? Parry?
To
deflect, right? Right, okay, good. That was rejected because it was the idea of low-keeper kami shmaya. Then we discussed whether that's mocher from Mishor or not, but either way, you could say low-keeper kami shmaya. Next attempt, we attempted to prove yes from Seire Atzeres. Right? That proves that's Mechaper HaSeilach or Fasha. We rejected. What have we rejected? We rejected by saying Lev Beis Din Masna. But then we rejected the rejection. We rejected the rejection because we said Rav Shimon Lesley Lev Beis Din Masna. And even according to the Rashi and the Ritz, he doesn't hold Lev Beis Din Masna and it makes him not Kadosh yet. And then we have a third attempt. Attempted proof. Yes. From Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question about Achar Shechita. Right? Because from Rabbi Yirmiyah, what was the proof? In Nistapek La'achar Shechita Yesh L'dayek Sheposhot Dimechaper Aachar Hafrasha. He is besotted whether it's Mechaper and Aseachar Shechita. So obviously it's Mechaper and Aseachar Hafrasha. And then we rejected this. We rejected and we said, in Tinsa Lomar Kamar. No, he wasn't sure it was Mechaper Aseachar Hafrasha. He wasn't sure about Aseachar Hafrasha. And he also wasn't saying Aachar Shechita. Just because I'm besotted whether to go up the second rung of the ladder doesn't mean I know you go up the first rung. I just mean, if you go up the first rung, can you also go up the second? So, what would you think the maskana of the Gemara is? The way I put it on the board, it should be obvious. What's the maskana?
None. No conclusion.
What do you mean? We rejected the rejection of the second attempt.
Well,
Shitas Kadmonim that I put on sheet number 11 actually is very clear, or the Shitas Kadmonim is very clear, is that Hachim Nestavidul Tzarkim, the Parshalim of Edibar Oven, of Shimon Leslie Le Bezamasaleim, Havalu, how shot the Sirat Saras Dover Borer. Since we rejected that he doesn't hold Le Bezamasne, the Pshitusa from Sirat Saras is Dover Borer. We have an answer to our question. Dover Borer. So we do have, this was a Dechala Selach or Frasha Mechapra. That's the fourth to last line. I'll read it again. Right. The middle of the fourth to last line. Habalei how pshat the Sirat Saras Dover Borer. The attempted answer from Sirat Saras is clear. So this is Paskin the Shitas Kadmonim. Yes. Right. We Paskin, yes, it is Mechapra Selach Refrasha. Why? Because what is the second? Sorry, Mechaper must be something after that Frasha the first. Because you can't say late based in Masna that the second wasn't Mufresh till much later. What is the second one, Mechaper? Aseis until it was Shechted, after it was Mufresh. And don't say late based in Masna it's not Mufresh till Shechted, because Rosh Hashanah doesn't hold that way, and it's Rosh Hashanah's Brisa. That's the Shitas Kadmonim. However, who disagrees with this? Who disagrees with this? Tosfos, very, very clearly, right? And Rashi sounds that way. And Rashi sounds that way also. Rashi, the second Rashi and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and the second Tosos, he says, hold on a second, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara goes on to bring this third attempt and Bidocha. The Gemara doesn't sound like it has a maskana, right? The Gemara doesn't sound like it has a maskana. Mm-hmm. So really, it must be the Gemara doesn't have a maskana. So says Tosos that it must be that original kasha from Rosh Shimon of Sirat Saras luchosh l'tarit. They didn't bother to answer it because the answer is obvious. What does Tosos say? And Rashi brings this up as a possibility, but Tosos is very clear. Says Tosos, there is no answer. What about this? So Tosos just says, we go back to an earlier rejection. What was the earlier rejection? There's another way to reject Siri at Seris. The earlier rejection is you were mafresh them at different times. That's what Tosso says. Da afreshinhu vazeh achar zeh. Rashi also brings it up. He doesn't, not very clear to Maskan. He says, inai bois lameimah dekar dochu kumokeh nafshe geafreshon vazeh achar zeh. That you were mafresh the first sar on Tuesday and the second sar on Wednesday. And the second one's mechaper for everything between afresh zeh lazeh. We call that dochu. You're going to tell me the pasuk only means they were mafresh one after the other? The answer is yes. We'll go back to dafreshinhu vazeh achar zeh, even though it is dachuk, and the reason I put Rashi in parentheses is because Rashi's not talking la halacha, he's just saying within the Shakla Vataria. But within the Shakla Vataria, Rashi says the same thing. He says, really, we can go back to the earlier rejection of that attempt. Not to the Leibes and Masna. Just say, it's only Mechaper until Afrasha, and you remember them on two different days, or two different times. We call that dachuk, but we can say it anyway, even though it's dachuk, and therefore there's no pshitusa. Why is Tosfos and Rashi saying this? Because the Gemara sounds like it wasn't nifshat. Okay, that's just halacha l'maisa. Shitas Kabbonim holds it's nifshat, and Rashi and Tosfos hold it's not. Who do the Rambam, do you think, agree with? Rashi and Tosfos or Shitas Kabbonim? It's a trick question.
Trick question.
But what is the Rambam in the In Mishpat? What does the In Mishpat tell us the Rambam holds about Aseidah l'achar afrasha? The Vav Ham Aleph, Ibayilu Aseidah l'achar afrasha, etc. And what do we get in the In Mishpat? We get smicha. Okay, but I want to know about a seid l'achar afrasha. Vavam beis. What do we get in the Ein Mishpat? We get the log shem de metzora. Okay, but I want to know about a seid l'achar afrasha. We get leib beis and masna. Okay, but I want to know about a seid l'achar afrasha. So let's go to Zayin and Aleph. Ah, we get tamidim ne luhutzul tzibur niftim tamimim. And then the next sugya. Basically, the Rambam doesn't quote anything about a seid l'achar afrasha. The Rambam leaves out a seid l'achar afrasha le gamrei. Okay, it's a bit of a tricky one. Why does the Rambam leave it out legamrei? Why would the Rambam leave out Aseid l'achar afrasha legamrei? So, there could be another way of answering also, which we'll get to next time, but maybe in those pasha ways, the Rambam left out Aseid l'achar afrasha because he held like Rashi and Tosa, the Bayelo Ifshita. So, Tainach, with the Ibaidlo Ifshita, that you really need to know what to do in a certain case very directly. You know, Ibaidlo Ifshita, is your Toda kosher or puzzle? Okay, so the Rambam would have to write, it's Ibaidlo Ifshita, so it's a suffix, and therefore you have to bring another one, or you don't have to bring another one, or figure out what to do. Since this is a more abstract question, and the nafkaminas are never direct, there's only very indirect nafkaminas, is it Machabra, Seglach, or Frusha, or not? There aren't very clear nafkaminas. Whether it's mechaper to say the achar afrasha or not, therefore, the Rambam didn't bring it up at all. Because why say anything if he has nothing to say? So maybe that's pshat. Plus, maybe hashmatas. HaRambam, why did the Rambam leave out our whole sugya? Maybe because since he didn't have anything conclusive to say about it, it's better not to say anything. Since it was not a direct halacha l'maisa question. It's somewhat of a halacha l'maisa question you could ask. If I violated Naseh after Afrasha, and then I brought my Ola, should I feel guilty that I have to bring another Ola or not? Okay, but granted that, I probably do other Asehs sometimes anyway, and, you know, you don't absolutely have to bring an Ola right after you violate every Naseh. And Mela can do other Asehs anyway, eventually, because Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Shir Satov Lo Yechta. Therefore, he didn't think it was worth bringing up this issue, and he left it out. So maybe he holds like Rashi and Tosos, although you can't prove it, and maybe we'll see another explanation soon. Now we're ready to go on to the Gemara. This Gemara we already mentioned in terms of the Rambam. Yeah. Let's just read it with Rashi and Tosos. Itmar. Todas Shachtel Shem Todas Chaveiro.
Maybe from the next video you'll get the answer to this one, especially when you get behind about the change of when does the change of the identity. I mean, the same reply you mentioned here might help us with...
Ah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you mean the next sugya. Okay, let's think about that. Itmar, Todas Sheshachto L'Shem Todas Chaveiro. I check Todas Ruvain for Todas Shimon. Rabba Amar Kshei, Rabba Chista Amar Psula. Rabba says it's okay. Rav Chista says it is puzzle. Now, why does Rabba say it's okay? Isn't that classic Shinui Bailam? Why does Rava say it's okay? Isn't that classic Shinui Baitlin? Let's try to understand the Shita of Rava. Right, so here we have Shtoda Sheshachta L'shem Todas Chaveru. Says Rava Kusher. Why does Rava think it's okay? After all, isn't this Shinui Baitlin? So you could ask the question. Isn't this Shinui Baitlin? And what's the answer? What's the answer? Why isn't this classic Shinui Baitlin? Rashi and Tosfos both say it's not Shinui Baitlin.
Only when it's done for the Zerika.
Exactly. Tosfos says very clearly, right? The answer is, Tosfos says, because you didn't say Lizrok L'shem Ploni. Right? Remember, Rashi and Tosfos hold, like the Pshat and the Gemara later on, that the Shinui Baitlin only applies if I shaft Amanas Lizrok L'shem Ploni. If I'm a Kabbal, Amanas Lizrok L'shem Ploni. If I'm Molech, Amanas Lizrok L'shem Ploni. Here you shafted for Todas Ploni, but you didn't think about Zerika L'shem Ploni. Tosfos says that very explicitly. Mishum Shinui Baitlin L'mifsel, that's not a problem Shinui Baitlin. It's Ola L'shem Chova. It's Kasher for Ola. Tosfos asks, Todas Shaft L'shem Todas Be'echshir for Ola L'shem Chova. Mishum Shinui Baitlin L'mifsel, the ain't Shinui Baitlin Ela B'Zerika. Okay, Rashi says slightly differently. Says Rashi, Lo Sheshach Amanashi Skaper Ba Misha'eno Ba'aleha. The ain't Zesh Shinui Baitlin. This is not Shinui Baitlin, because you didn't Shecht it for Kapara of someone else. It's not clear to me if Rashi means the same thing as Tosfos. Kapara is another word for Zerika. Maybe Rashi means the same thing as Tosfos. Or maybe Rashi means something broader than Tosfos. Right? Maybe Rashi is giving a slightly different answer because you didn't say Lihiskaper Bo Ploni. You didn't focus on who gets the Kapara. Again, by Toda, by Kapara, I don't mean forgiveness of sin. I mean Rizoi. You didn't say who gets the Kapara. You just said what Toda it is. Maybe that's the same thing as Tosfos, or maybe it's a slightly different thing. It's not 100% clear, but at the very least, they're very similar. You know, I don't know if he means that it's because you didn't say Lihiskaper Bo Ploni, which is just another way of saying you didn't say Lizrok L'shem Ploni. You know, or if he's focusing on a slightly different point. At the very least, he's saying that you didn't think of Kapari, you just thought of identity, the Karban. Okay, but they're definitely very similar. Fine, Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says Puzzle. What does Puzzle mean? All the Achronim here agree equals what he means by Puzzle. Does he really mean Puzzle? After all, it's a toda. What's the din of a toda shalol shema? Right. He really means kasher velo Allah. I haven't found anyone who says he really means pasul. Tosfos says psula perish lo also l'shem chova. And Rashi, I'm sure, says the same thing someplace. Psula lo also l'baylim. Okay. Rashi and Tosfos both agree, and I think the other mefarshim also. I haven't seen anyone disagree in this line. Why is it puzzle? If we just explain it's not a Shinui Baitlin, why is it puzzle? So, say Rashi and Tosfos. Why? After all, we just got through explaining that it isn't Shinui Baitlin, so what's the problem? So, Rashi and Tosfos both say that this is Shinui Kodesh. And the Chiddush of our sugya is that you can have a Shinui Kodesh based on the Baitlin. Right? That's the Chiddush Bar Sugya. The Chiddush is...
How's that possible?
That, give me a second. The Chiddush is that there's a new type of Shinui Kodesh based on the Baitlin. There's a new kind of Shinui Kodesh based on the Baitlin. What does it mean? What's the difference? Shinui Baitlin is who gets the credit. Shinui Kodesh is what carbon it is. And the answer is a new type of Shinui Kodesh based on the based on the Baitlin. What do we mean? What we mean is that Todas Ruvain is a D different identity of the carbon than Todah Shimon. Okay, that's a big chiddush of our sugya. We would have thought Bailam is Bailam and Kodesh is Kodesh. Kamashvelon, there's some sort of in-between factor here. Now, does this in-between, this chiddush apply to all karbanos or only to Todah? All karbanos or only Todah?
Also
Allah. Does it? Says Rashi, sixth to last skinny line, the Shem Shlomdi David Inat. Well, let's read the Gemara a little more. Says the Gemara, Rabba Amar Ksheira Todal Shem Todal Shkatav. What do you mean? It's still a Todal, there's no Shina Kodesh. Rab Shkhizar Psula Lashem Shlomdi Danish Lavina. No, you need it to be his Shlomim for his Shlomim. Okay, says Rashi on that. Lashem Shlomdi David Inat, the Chsiv Zerab Todash Shlomav. They're arguing about Todah because he's about to bring a raya from this brisa. But really, their argument applies to all zvachim. What's the raya he brings? The raya he brings, how do I know? The Tanya Basar, I'm sure we realize, why is it called the Todah of Shlomim? Shows Todah is a subcategory of Shlomim. Therefore, if you shech Todah l'shem Shlomim, you haven't changed it. Every Todah is also a Shlomim. You just pointed out its other identity, so it's kosher. But if you shech a regular Shlomim l'shem Todah, that's a change. It was never a Todah. Right? Meaning, every mammal is a vertebrate. Right? But every vertebrate is not a mammal. If you call a mammal a vertebrate, that's not a shinoi. If you call a snake a mammal, that is a shinoi, right? So if you call a Todah Shlomim, that's true. But if you call a regular Shlomim a Todah, that's false. Okay, and that's his diyuk from this Gemara. What are we matter from Zelazet? Todah Kriya Shlomim ain't Shlomim Korean Todah. A Todah really is also Shlomim, but a regular Shlomim is not also a Todah. My the Gemara then asks, Ha Todah L'Shem Todah Kshira. The diyuk is Todah L'Shem Shlomim L'Shem Todah is possible, but Todah L'Shem Todah is fine. My Lav the Chavrei. Doesn't that prove even my Todah L'Shem your Todah is okay? And that proves Rabba. Lo di day. No, that means my Todah L'Shem my Todah is kasher. What's the chiddush? My total shame, my total is kosher, of course. What's the chiddush? Even a different nis. My Todah that I originally was mafresh for getting out of jail, and instead I shecht it for getting out of the hospital, that's still okay, because it's my Todah. Well, the chavri, my psula. But my Todah, my friend's Todah is puzzle. If so, psula. Ad the tani, shlomel shame Todah, psula, listen, total shame Todah, kol shame, shlomel shame Todah. Then why did it say shlomel shame Todah is puzzle? It should have said Todah's Reuben shame Todah, Shimon is puzzle. And we would have known Kol Shein Shlomo Shein Todah. No, Shlomo Shein Todah Yitzrech. No, we wouldn't have known. You think it's so obvious that if I told you my Todah for Reuven's Todah is possible, you would have known Shlomo for Todah is possible? No, you wouldn't have known that at all. It's a big chiddush that Shlomo Shein Todah is possible. Why? We might have thought, since a Todah is called Shlomo, Shlomo is called Todah, Shlomo and Todah is the same thing, just whether you bring bread or not, but it's the same thing. And therefore, a shlomim really is a Todah, and it's okay, so we have to teach you that it's not. Fine. Let's get back to this question. If this big chiddush, once we have this big chiddush, right, says Rashi, shayach l'kol ha-zvachim. This big chiddush is shayach to all zvachim. However, says Tosos, dimer askel hagar, rev chisar rev psula, nira davka betodah paleh, mishim nefsim and cross shlomov. Only in Todah, not in anything else. Uvekunches pirish, duha din b'shar karbanos. Okay, and then Rabbi Tam even used that in the next line in the word. It says it only applies to Todah, not even to Chatas. Says Tosfos, davga Todah. Okay, so here we have this big chiddush according to Rashi and Tosfos, that there's this new type of shinui kodesh which is based on Bailam, and shinui kodesh. And what makes this shinui kodesh? Shinui Kodesh, because you said L'shem Todas Ploni and not L'shem Ploni. If you had said L'shem Ploni, that would be Shinui Baitam. But since you said L'shem Todas Ploni, that's putting in the identity of the Todah, and that makes it a Shinui Kodesh. To where does this apply? Rashi says this applies to all Zvachim. Tosfos says this only applies to Todah. Okay, what's more intuitive, that it should apply to all Zvachim, that you can build the Bailim into the identity of the Kodesh, or that should only apply to Todah? Pash is all Zvachim. Like, why only in Todah the Bailim be part of the identity of the Karban? If you told me only in Todah, not in Olin Shlamim, Tainach. Because Olin Shlamim are not for something particular that happened to someone as much as Todah. But only Todah, not Chatas? That's what Rintam says in the next Tosos. So this Tosos is a little strange, Misvara. As a matter of fact, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out, you know. First, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what the Svar of Tosos was. Then I spent a lot of time trying to figure out whether I had to figure out what the Svar of Tosos was. Right. So, why? So the real answer is, the true answer is, Gzeiras HaKosav, and there are some things that our puny human minds cannot understand. However, if you wanted to speculate on true versus speculation, here it's a little tricky. Maybe you could say that somehow the identity of the person is inherent to the identity of the Todah more so than Ola Shlomim, Chatas, and Asham. It's a little tricky. Why more so than Chatas? Chatas, Zayin, Chilev. But no, I'm not part of the identity of the Chatas, but Todah, I'm part of the identity of the Todah. So here it gets a little tricky.
Because you have to invite all your friends to eat.
Exactly. We know, the Barbanel and others say, that the reason you bring a Todah is not just to thank Hashem for a nes. Now, if you just brought it to thank Hashem for a nes, then once you brought it, you brought it. But if you assume that a Todah is Mishum Pursume Nisa, the point of bringing a Todah is not just you thank Hashem by giving him a karbon, but that the ikar of a Todah is afterwards. The ikar of a Todah is afterwards. Is that once you, right, we know all the Mefarshim say, why is a Todah only eaten for one day instead of 2 days? And why do you have to bring 40 loaves of bread? So the answer is, why do you have an animal that you have to eat it right away with a whole bakery full of bread? The answer is, then you'll have to invite lots of people. And why does the Torah want you to invite lots of people? Because of Pursumei Nisa, you should tell all the people Hashem saved you, and then there'll be a key of Pursumei Nisa, because there's an idea of Pursumei Nisa, we're used to Hanukkah and Purim, but it applies to the Yachid also. When Hashem does Pursumei Nisa for you, you have to tell all your friends. What do we do nowadays? Why do we make a Suda Soda? What? Hey, we're not giving anything to Hashem. I'm eating the food. No, the point is not that we're giving to Hashem. The point is, if I make a Suda, people show up. We all know, let me be honest with you. I don't care how big a miracle Hashem did for you. If you call up all your friends and say, would you like to come to a lecture hall and hear me talk about it, they won't show up. If you call your friends and say, would you like a barbecue, then they'll show up, right? That's why I make a suda soda. Because everyone will show up if we serve food, right? This is a key. Anyone ever worked in Kirov?
Yes.
The first rule of Kirov is a five-letter word. Right. Either a four-letter word, food, or for college students, a five-letter word that starts with P. Pizza. Right, the first, you go Kirov training at Eisha Torah, wherever you go, the very first Kirov training is serve food and people will show up. Then, obviously, once they show up, you have to actually tell them something. Okay, then you have to learn how to explain Judaism to them. But first, it doesn't matter, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai. If you're not serving food, they're not going to hear what you have to say. Okay, so that's Suda Soda. Maybe that's a Toda, if this is true. Now, it doesn't say this explicitly in the Chumash. But if this is true, that the Toda is fundamentally different from all other Karbanos. All Karbanos, the Iker Kiyam is you bring the Karban and you're done. Obviously, there's what to eat afterwards. But that's not the Iker. But in a Toda, no. The Iker is that afterward, people should come and hear about your miracle and appreciate your miracle, then it could be that by all the other karbanos, you have to bring it. Once you bring it, it's not so crucial that it be your karban. But by todah, because once you bring it, you're done. By todah, it's crucial that it be your karban. Because even after you bring it, right, think about it. Imagine, I make a big party, I give everyone meat and bread, and I tell them, because God did a miracle for someone. It doesn't make a rosh on that, right? It's got to be a specific person, right? So it could be, if you want to speculate, you could say, speculation is that Todah is unique in that the owner is relevant to its purpose
even after Hakrava. Because of pursuing Nisa, if you assume, now, it doesn't say pursuing Nisa in the Torah, I know, but if you assume that Tod is unique because of pursuing Nisa, that its owner is relevant to its function even after the Hakrava, then you could see this being a little different. All other Karbanos, the owner is who you're Mechaper for, that's Shinoi Bayim. But it's not part of the identity of what you're doing with the Karban in general. But in Tod, it's part of the identity of what you do with the Karban in general. Maybe that could explain Tosfos. Okay, it's a big finish, it's a speculation. You know, if you ask me questions, I'm just going to go back to Xeris Akasov, don't even bother. But maybe if you want this Torah to be unique, I think that's the direction you would go. Let me point out one other thing about this big finish, is that Rashi says something else funny. Says Rashi, in Din Rasul Todol Shakul Shin Todos Chavero, I'm going to read this Rashi, you stop me when he says something funny. Losh, that we haven't said yet. Losh Shakul Mashi's Kapar Mishin Abela. It's not that you're shekling for someone else's Kapara, that would be Shin Abayim. Right? Ve'ezah shinui bailim, ela shinui kodesh, shahaisa l'ruvin toda, Ruvin had a toda, ula shimon toda cheres, and shimon had another toda, v'shachar es todas shtozeh, l'shem todas shtozeh, and you shechted Ruvin's toda for Shimon's toda, ve'hua dim shor chatas chil, l'shem chatas dam, it's like shechting chatas chil for chatas dam, it's not a different bailim, but it's a different identity than chatas, according to one Amora, who's not going to be later in our Gemara. What's interesting about Rashi is he says, I shecht Ruvin's toda for Shimon's toda. He also says Shimon actually has a Toda. Meaning, it makes it sound like it's not a problem if I shecht Reuven's Toda for Shimon's Toda Stam. It's only a problem if I shecht Reuven's Toda for Shimon's Toda and Shimon's Toda is actually sitting there bleeding in the Azara. Bleating. In the Azara. If it was bleeding, then maybe it would already be Nikra, then, you know. Fine. So, why does Rashi say Shimon's Toda has to actually be there? That's a little funny. It's not clear. Why does it say Reuven has a Toda and Shimon has a Toda? Just say Reuven has a Toda and you shechter for Toda Shimon. That's a little funny. So, I would just add that says Rashi, it's only a problem if Shimon actually has a Toda. Or other Zvachim, right? It would apply to all Zvachim. Only if Shimon actually has a Toda. Why would Rashi say this? So, Chaim will tell me what 100 Achronim say about this.
Not that many.
Okay, 4 or 5, whatever. I think the pshat is, I haven't found this anywhere explicitly, but I think the pshat is because this is a big Chiddush. The Chiddush is Shinui Kodesh based on Bailim. The Chiddush is that the Kodesh is different. It's a different identity, the Karban, based on the Bailim. Meaning, Toda Shimon is an identity of a Karban. We're not talking about Shimon. We're talking about Toda Shimon. So maybe Rashi holds this. If Shimon doesn't have a Toda, then there is no identity in the world called Toda Shimon that could ruin my identity. Remember, it can't be an identity from Mars. It can't be L'shem Chulin. It can't be L'shem something that's Lavinim L'machrubay. It has to be a real live identity. Toda L'shem Shlomim. Shlomim is a halachic concept in the world. Toda L'shem Chatas is a problem. Chatas is a halachic concept in the world. Toda Amanas Lizrok L'kapara Shimon, that's Shinui Bailim. Shimon's a person in the world. But if we're talking about Shinui Kodesh, what does it mean I shech my Toda for Toda Shimon? Who says Toda Shimon is a chalos of an identity that exists in the world? The answer is, if Shimon doesn't have a Toda, then it's like shechting it for Chulin. It's like shechting it for Mars. It's like shechting for something that doesn't exist.
Why is it different than Shlomim?
Yes, because why is that different than Shlomim? The answer is because Shlomim is an identity of the Karban that's given by the Torah. The Torah says there's an identity called Shlomim. The Torah doesn't say there's an identity called Toda Shimon. There's only an identity called Toda Shimon if Toda Shimon exists. That's what I'm claiming.
There isn't a Shlomim of Shimon if the Shlomim of Shimon doesn't exist.
Right. What?
Oh yeah, if you shaft one person's Shlomim from another person's Shlomim, the Shlomim doesn't have to exist.
Sure it does, according to Rashi. Rashi says Toda Vlavdavka. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm just using an example. Okay. So, and what do I think the Svara is? The Svara is that it's a Chiddush that there is an identity called Toda Shimon. Who says that's an identity? If you want to talk about the Bailim, there's a Shimon. We all know there's a Shimon. You can go say hello to him. But we're not talking about the Bible, we're talking about the Kodesh. It's a Chiddush saying there's a Kodesh called Torah Shimon. And
Ein l'chobor l'chidusho, it's enough mechidush to say there's such thing as Toda Shimon if there is a Toda Shimon in the world. Right? And therefore, since it's a big chidush, this, we minimize the chidush. The chidush, which means there is only such an identity if...
Well, I don't know that one. One second. So that's complicated.
There is an actual Toda Shimon.
If I check
Reuven's Chatas l'shem Kodesh, the identity of Shimon's Chatas, it's only possible if Shimon's Chatas exists. Not if he's chayiv, only if he exists.
Not that Shimon's Chatas exists.
No, his Chatas needs to exist. Because we're not talking about the Kavaras Bailim, we're talking about the identity of the Kodesh. Okay, that's what I think. L'maisa, then what we've seen is Rashi and Tosfos say it's a new kind of Shinui Kodesh, but they each limit it to circumstance. Tosfos says only Toda, not anything else. Rashi says only if Shimon's carbon actually exists, not anything else. They both limit this Chiddush. What we pointed out earlier is that the Rambam
skips
Ayin Shiurim, whatever Shiur number. Shiur number, fill in the blank, whatever Shiur number we discussed at Rambam. The Rambam has a different shot. Says the Rambam that Rav Chisda is not making a new category Chiddush. Remember what we said for the Rambam? The problem is how come the Rambam thinks Shinui Bailim applies to all four Avodos when the Gemara says it doesn't? The answer is based on Rav Chisda. The Rambam says no. Rav Chisda has a new understanding of Shinui Bailim, and he holds that all Shinui Bailim is really Shinui Kodesh because the Bailim is always part of the identity of the carbon. I'm not going to go prove this again, because you can look above it earlier in your notes, for the proofs, and that's where you get a shita that Shinui Bailim applies to all four avodos, and is not about kapara, it's about identity.
Just say Rashi is that in Chatat and Olah, Avera exists. Right?
By total nothing. But I'm denying even that. I can't disprove just what I think. Okay, that's so much for this sugya. Now we're up to the last sugya I promised we'd get to today. But the hour is a little late.
Yeah. How serious is the relationship between two of
us? Is another shear waiting for me to give them a shear? Is that what you're saying, Yoma? Okay, I promised them I'd be free at 11 o'clock Jewish time. Tell them I'm still Jewish. Not to worry.
How close is Toda and Shlomen to each other?
Well, Toda is a kind of Shlomen. Yes, but in the next line of the Shakla Vitaria, some of the Mefarshim say that in the end we realize we can just get it from a subcategory. Okay, let's come back to that privately. Okay, I think we'll have to stop here. We have one more shiur on Monday, Mirtz Hashem. And we're going to have to finish up what we didn't finish today, and go on till at least the middle of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Again, on Monday, please. Hopefully, everyone said they can make it at 11:15 instead of 11:30, because we have to end at 12:45 instead of 1 o'clock. Because since we're not complete briskers, we don't learn Zvachim on Erev Tishba afternoon. And then we won't have Mincha. No, we're not going to wait from 12:45 till 1:20 for Mincha. So as we continue the last year of the year on Monday, Mirtz Hashem.
Maybe we can all.